Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
啊，那年底又到了，这个2020年真的是非常 special， 非常特别的一年。
That's one way to put it.
好，那其实每到年底我们就会回望一下自己过去的一年，我做了什么，对吧、嗯、我有什么成就，我有什么成绩，然后我有哪些可能小遗憾啊、嗯、今天我们就跟大家说说英语里面怎么说回望总结。
Okay, so without any further ado, let's dive right in.
Yes, let's start looking back on the year.
Can't wait. Yeah, okay, so the main phrase of today is looking back.
这个很容易理解，对吧？你就是回过头再看后面的东西，已经过去的东西。
Right, right. Now, this is a little bit different than looking forward. Because usually when we say I'm looking forward, we're talking about expectations.
对，期待就是还没有发生的事情，在 future 的事。
Right, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing you this week. Oh, looking forward to working together, all of these things. Now, we should be very clear though, you can also look backward. And looking backward isn't always so positive. That kind of means that you're looking in the wrong direction.
Okay.
You should be looking forward. So looking backward, looking forward, those are a little bit...
a pair.
You could think about them as a pair, but they're a little bit different from what we're talking about today.
对，我们今天主要讲的这个回望自己的一年啊，回望过去的一年还是用 looking back 这个说法。
Right, right. So looking back.
好，那这个 looking back...比如我要说 looking back 这一年、我是直接说 looking back the year 吗？
No, you'd want to say looking back on the year.
对，所以这个介词非常重要，大家千万不要忘记啊，就是 on。 那除了 looking back on the year 过去的一年，你后面其实可以跟任何一个东西。
Sure, looking back on the week、yeah. looking back on the time,
looking back on my life.
On my life.
行吗？
Yeah, well, I hopeThere are many years ahead to look forward to.
回望我的人生。
But maybe when we are in the old folks' home, you know, in 60 years or so, we can look back on our lives then.
诶，那 what about, 比如回望我的，回想起我的大学生活。
Oh yeah, so looking back on my time in university.
Looking back on my college days.
My college days or my college years.
Looking back on my single days.
Oh yeah.
单身的时候。
Oh geez.
你不是还单身吗？
Yeah, the good old days.
Still good new days.
Still good.
好，那这个用法大家都学会了啊，就是 looking back on. 那我也注意到我们通常这个 look 是说 looking 是吧，用现在进行时。比如你讲一句话就是回望这一年， would you say look back on this year? Or would you say looking back on this year? I have done...
Yeah, so I would say looking back on this year, I have done. But there are other times when I could easily drop the ing. Let's look back.
对，所以就要看你怎么用啊。当它是在句子的第一部分句首的时候，通常这个时候动词都是 ing 形式，对吧？好，那除了 look back on, 接下来我们要分享的这一组词呢，都是以 RE 这个前缀开始的。
That's right, because if you guys have been paying attention, you'll know that RE often means do something again.
对，这是英文很常见的一个前缀啊，意思就是再做一次，重新做一次。
Right, right. Now, there's one word that is not on this list, but it could almost be the word that sort of groups these other words together, and that's just remember.
对， remember.
Remember.
但是 remember 你可以用，比如我在回顾2020年， let's remember 2020
吗？ You could, but looking back sounds better. Remember sounds better for like, let's remember our university days. Those were good days. Remember when we were kids?
是。
So it can be something boring like, Jenny, I didn't remember to bring my phone. Or it's like, I remember. Those days.
对，或者2020年嘛，是很有挑战的一年。然后你可以说 Let's remember this year， 让我们记住这一年。
I have a feeling we won't need reminding to remember this year.
提醒 reminding。好好，讲了很多其他的词、okay. ，Let's 还是回归到主题上面啊。
Okay.
当你要回顾回望的时候，你还可以说
Well, the first one we're going to use is review.
Ah, performance review.
Performance review.
公司对吧？就是员工绩效考评啊这种。但是 review 也经常用在对 review a period of time.
It's like go through again.
对，再看一下。比如学生时代，你这学的东西要复习，那个也叫 review、
right.。Yes, exactly.
嗯，其实说到这个词，Google 谷歌它每一年年底都会剪一个很精彩的视频，就是什么 Year in Review。
Right.
就是这一年，对吧？我们回顾一下、啊。
Right, right. So it's a very, very common word for just.Looking back,、going back.
对，但是我觉得它用比较多，就像我刚刚讲的，在一些什么 title、标题里面，对吧？
Right.
如果你口语的说，就是还是用 looking back 更多。
Right, 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 right.
But this next word, 我觉得很口语，就是 to reflect.
To reflect.
Or reflect on、一个事情。
Or even reflect upon.Ooh,
好高级啊
Yeah, reflect upon your time, reflect upon that period.
对 reflect 它有一个意思就是自己来反省一下对不对你想一想 There's a lot of thinking in reflecting.
Right, review really doesn't need to have any thinking involved.
Yeah, review I feel like is a list of、
right.
你做的这些事情对吧 Whereas reflect is you're digging deep.
Right.
是一个像 deep dive 这样
Right. You're asking questions like what did I do? What could I have done differently?
或者 why did I do that?
Why did I, do
why
that?
Did I not do it?
What、an idiot.
And so Adam, reflecting on 2020, 你有什么大的感受?
Should have bought the bottom of that market rally. I knew it was coming.
投资吗?
I knew it was coming. And then when it happened, I didn't do it.
你刚说什么 bought at the bottom,、就是抄底。股票跌的时候买，哎，我也是，
yeah,
我也有这个遗憾。
Yeah,
遗憾英语怎么说啊 ？Regret.
Regret. Yeah.
Regret of the year.
Why don't we just call this the re-show?
So do we have any other re-words?
Yes. Returning to the topic, we should mention reminisce.
哦，yeah, 这个词有点难啊，发音和拼法都有点难。
Yes. Yes. So yeah, you were talking about 高级的、words before, but this is super 高级
的。
Right, so reminisce.
Re 后面是 mini, 像 mini cooper 一样
That's smart, that's smart. Okay.
S-C-E.
S-C-E, yeah.
Re, mini, S-C-E.
Yeah, so reminisce.
Reminisce 是什么意思啊
Reminisce.
Reflect 像吗
You're reflecting. I mean, often these two words go together.
Oh.
Right, reflect and reminisce.、
Okay.
Yeah, you're basically just thinking back about a time, but it's definitely...Thinking about, not just looking about.
你能用在一个句子里面吗
Well, sure, but it's going to be the same ones we've already used. You know, reminisce about my time in university.
Okay. 但我觉得 reminisce 其实还是一个比较 romantic, 比较浪漫的词。
Yeah.
通常你 reminisce 的那个过往都是比较好的、比较美好的记忆。是吧？如果真的是那种很 awful 的 memory， 很 painful 的 memory， 你也可以用 reminisce。
You can， but you're right. It's usually for like oh that time when I was young or when I was blah blah blah。
对，就是你还是很，我们说 looking back fondly，、对吧？就是还是怀着一个很美好的心情在回顾过去。
Right, right. Oh, I have one other distinguishing characteristic that makes this different. Often you reminisce with friends.
对，是的。
So you can, of course, you can review with friends or reflect with friends, but it's more common to be like, hey, remember that time when...
就通常什么大学同学、高中同学聚会 reunion 的时候、大家就在一起 reminisce. 又来了，大家就在一起 reminisce, 对不对
Right, 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 right.、So even though we might not actually use that word, but we probably wouldn't say, hey, it was really great reminiscing with you. But it's just what it is. You're
okay.
reminiscing.
Okay. 好。还有其他什么词吗?
I guess there's a few more re-words we could throw in there. Recollect. But recollect to me sounds more like remember.
对,我也觉得这就更像记忆了。
Right, right. Okay, well, let's stop there then.
好。那接下来这个词呢是我觉得通常这个事情已经发生了过去的以后你可以说 in hindsight,I should have done this or I shouldn't have done that. 就是表达一种还是有点 regret, 有点遗憾是吧
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Of course, we do have a phrase, hindsight is 2020.
对 ,hindsight 就是已经过去 past.
Right,
是吗
right, but 2020, of course, means perfect vision.
就视力很好 2.0.
Right, so when you're looking back in hindsight, of course you have perfect vision.
对 and you could see everything clearly and would have made the perfect decision.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Jenny and I could have bought the bottom of that stock market
on that precise day.
We could have done it, but then it could have tumbled another 50%.
对所以就有点像事后诸葛事后诸葛亮哈 in hindsight.
In hindsight, it's 2020. So when someone says hindsight is 2020, we're not talking about the year 2020.
对是的虽然今年是2020年我觉得 in hindsight, people should have started to wear masks a lot earlier.
Ooh.
好其实我们讲了那么多次啊我们 what we're doing is we're kind of summarizing the year, right?
Yeah.
所以可以用 summarize 这个词吗?
You can. I mean, to me, summarize there sounds more like that review or the year in review. Like you're not putting too much judgment on it. It's really just this happened, then this happened, then this happened.
那比如朋友之间聊天我可以问你说 Adam, how would you summarize your 2020? 可以这样讲吗?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You totally could.
What are some highlights and what are some lowlights?
Well, as I mentioned, the first week was okay.
好，那我们今天节目最后啊，就要跟大家讲讲以 high 和 low 作为词根的一些词。因为当我们回望过去的时候嘛，通常你最记得住的就是那些特别好或者特别不好的事情。
Right, right.
Middle, 不管它了。
It was fine.
Middle, medium, yeah. Okay, 那前面讲到的那一组词啊 ，highlights， 这个大家应该还蛮熟悉的，对吧
？Yes，
highlights 就是亮点嘛，就是一些很 happy 很好的事情。那么 lowlights， actually when I said that， 我们在准备节目的时候 ，Adam 说 lowlights， do we really say that？
Yeah， I had to check，
yeah， to Google it，
yeah， I
so
did.
Do you actually say lowlights？
Maybe I have， like it wasn't that。I was thinking like, oh my god, that's not a word. It was more like, I just wanted to be sure.
对，我觉得这个更多 lowlights 就不太会单独使用，不像 highlights 这个词啊，经常被单独使用。比如一个比赛，什么足球比赛，它有 match highlights， 精彩的集锦，对吧？ Lowlights 谁要看呢？就
right, yeah. Seems kind of strange.
但是 as a pair, you can say, you know, what are some highlights and what are some lowlights?
Right.
Right, because they, you know, they rhyme. 但是呢，还有一个很简单的说法，就是你直接说 what are some highs and what are some lows?
Yeah, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs.
Okay, 所以这个后面都要加 s 啊，因为可能有很多 high 的事情 not
right.
just one, right?
Even if there was only one.
But you still add the s.
Yeah, the up and downs. Again, the up being that first week of 2020 and the downs being the rest.
Oh, but we hope that in the end, this has been a, 至少我们 we're still healthy, right? We're all healthy. So in the end, I would say it's been a tough but good year overall.
Yeah. I haven't caught a cold this year. Yeah.
对，你看今年就是大家感冒也少了，因为很注意嘛，戴口罩啊，勤洗手啊，少出门啊。
Right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。不知道大家 ，you know, how would you summarize your 2020? What are some highs and what are some lows?
Yeah, or you know, if you do just want to focus on the mediums, you know, the most days, let us know about your average day.
对，我们非常期待看到大家的留言啊，跟我们分享你的故事。好，今天的节目就到这儿。We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.